Today is Friday the 8th, and Sabello has just woken up. Yesterday was very challenging for him because he was thrust into a world of doubt for the first time in a while. These were doubts about his beliefs, vision, goals and intentions. He had always strangely known that the world would end up in his favor because he understands the power vested in us to create our realities by following particular proven methods. However, yesterday was hard, terribly hard for him. He remembered that although the power of creation is ours, time isn't. And time excels at fogging memories, intentions, and attitudes and casting doubt onto oneself. He earlier picked up a book from a nearby store titled Change, and its central theme was time and its corrosive nature. The thing about unpredictability and loss is that they remind us that we live in a mysterious and sometimes uncomfortable world. They also remind us to look at other people, collaborate with their stories, and help in the combined healing process if one is open to that. Sabello stumbled upon a token of choice while running through these thoughts. The choice that you and I have. A choice that shapes our future drastically. A choice which evolves to be our identity. And the choice is, do I let go or hold on? And how would I know the answer to this? Minutes lapsed, and he decided he wouldn't allow his logical mind to use him to make this choice. After all, decisions of this kind should never be left to the rational mind. He rose from his bed and went for a shower. An hour or so later, he continued upon his latest stance and verdict. No use of the logical mind, conscious mind, as this would lead to depression and internal conflict. So what is the alternative? There are two alternatives, but let me start by stating that the conscious mind is as flawed and contradictory as it is because it's designed to analyze data as it comes. The problem here is that the data that comes into its frame has a very contrasting nature. According to this mind, yes and no can be equally valid and justifiable. This leads to conflict and tension within the mind. So now we have to introduce intuition and the subconscious mind. The two worlds are connected via emotion, the music of attraction. Worlds in which any permanent alteration would lead to an identity crisis, the root world of all our problems. So, as he lay on the bed riding on this intuitive train of thought which he has sharpened for eons, he fell into an abysmal space of holding or releasing. But then a thought came across his mind: if this decision has to be made, then it means that I am thinking about it, which is a problematic stance in my instance. He continued. If our subconscious is responsible for feeling an emotion and is the key to the manifest, then why hasn't that one ideal, which I hold to be mine, not appeared to me physiologically yet? Now, he began thinking and questioning. His path was suddenly blurry, and he was the creator of it. Now, here's a puzzle. Does he stay there or adopt the new reality? The latter comes by saying, all I thought I had is not mine, it's lost, and therefore, I will rebuild my way from now on. I shall utilize the power I know to build a new life, and I will cease trying to lie to myself and assuming my position is fixed in the world. And that I have the secret and key to creating a desired future. The former comes from fighting to stay where you already are. Wow, convenient enough is this statement, he later returned to it. But it still would not give my life any more assurance, stability, and predictability than staying on my previous notion, which has never been rejected by anyone but myself by fears that had overtaken me on that turn. If a human grows evolves by doing what they love or are fond of, then wouldn't a change in all that result in inner turmoil somewhere down the line? Who do we ask these questions? The need arose and persisted. Hence, we have spiritual teachers, shamans who are willing to help us with these questions at every turn. But how would they shamans know, and are their lives any better and enlightened? No, however, they have chosen a path and direction. And almost all of them in the traditional African practice confess to their ancestors. Ancestral relations in Africa are common. Not to say that these people have it better, not a chance. Not by a long shot. But they work their intuition so much that they arrive at a place whereby what they know by this tool alone creates outcomes in the physical world. And this is because they evolved it. It is safe to assume that when an athlete continues at their discipline over a while, they will reach new heights and then plateau from there. The same could be true for these identity issues that bolster us into the unknowns, forcing us at some points in our lives to make rash decisions which we will likely never feel as though we thought through thoroughly. The problem with change is that it is tricky. You do not want to arrive at a place where you have nourished a relation or understanding of something to the point in which it can play itself through you and then force yourself to detach from it. It happens in relationships with other people, animals, objects, etc. And this search for connection with that which we lost will forever keep us searching and inventing scenarios to fit our narrative. Those who almost died NDE, and reunited with the spirits of their loved ones or animals likely went to that space already looking for those experiences. And they created them. Because when two souls are tied, it becomes a challenge to break that. The longer the connection lasts, the deeper the spiritual consequence. So Sabello refuses to change because he weighed both options A and B and realized that, although both are viable, in the end, a person will drift to the one that aligns with the story they created for themselves. Finally, the world will constantly challenge you and force you to make big decisions. And this is interesting. On a parting note, keep the heart clean and intentional, but every step in life will yield a certain surprise for you, and that is also interesting. Thanks for listening.